hold a historic 1,000-mile race through the snow. It's a dog sled race. It's called the Iditarod. And it's become a great tradition, and it's become kind of a touristy thing, and the locals come out to support the race and to be part of it. And you have teams that run in this race with their dog sleds. And now it's a race for prize money and prestige. It's a big deal to win a dog sled race in Alaska because they depend on it so much. But that race is there to commemorate a different kind of race. You see, now they race for money and prestige, but the very first time it happened, it was a race for life. Because in 1926, in January, there was a 6-year-old little boy named Richard Stanley who came down with symptoms of diphtheria. It's a fatal disease. And the diphtheria began to spread through Nome, Alaska. And the doctor there, Dr. Curtis Welch, began to immunize the children and the families that were there with the anti-diphtheria serum. But it wasn't before long that his supply ran low and it ran out. And they still had to give doses to hundreds of people. What would they do? And so a group of miners and prospectors and trappers said, we'll race to Nenana, which is 1,000 miles away. Imagine 1,000 miles in the snow, no trails, just in the wilderness. And they sent message to Nenana, and they had dog sled teams that were there, and they started racing with that serum. And then dog sled teams from Nome